Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up, it's time to celebrate. Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because you know I got a lot of all that stuff. And with me, as always, is the fabulous Bobby on the boards.
Hello, happy Saturday.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, yes.
Plenty. Yum.
Yum, all the yum.
Yeah, it was all
2 days of, you know, the yum is still in the fridge.
Yeah, I like the leftover yum even better than the
yes,
original.
Yes, it's good yum.
It's all good. And guess what? Who's back in the
That's
studio?
That's the exciting part.
Yes, Lynn is back!
I know, but I know I noticed Bobby usurped me first, now I'm second.
I was wondering, I was going to be like, hey, no, talk about her first, but then I, you know, it already happened, so.
Well, it's been 8 months since Lynn has been on the show, so I am so happy that you're here today.
It's good to be
here. It's been a crazy 8 months with many different things, but you're here today, and that makes it, when I came to pick her up this morning, I was just like, yay, Lynn's back.
Lynn's back, and Lynn has long hair now.
Yeah, a lot of people have long hair now.
Time to cut it.
So I'm really glad that you're back here today.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. I didn't prepare a thing, so you'll just have to...
What else is new, anyway?
I know.
And with us, we have Arlene Grasso.
Yay.
My good friend, and we're going to talk to her on the second half of the show about all the wonderful things that you have going on. And we also have Betsy Wurzel calling in a little bit. But I want to welcome our newest listeners. We have Janine from New Jersey, Shelby from Tampa, and Ronald from Largo.
Welcome.
So, like I always say, there's plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners. Whether you listen when the show is live, when you listen to the podcast, you can listen to it. You know, we even have some people that binge watch us on YouTube. It's so exciting. Because lots of times people say, you know, that show a few weeks ago, my sister needs to hear that show. So it's fabulous that you can go back to all the different places we are and you know, just listen to it whenever you want. So yes, it was Thanksgiving, and it was my first holiday without Tom. I'm perfectly honest, I'm going through a little bit of a tough time here. It's sadness, it's different, it's what, but we're all going through that, not just me. With COVID and with everything else that's...
Yeah, but this is a little extra.
Extra.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I just want you to know, and I got to tell myself, it's okay, Linda. It's okay if you just need to stay home today. The other day was my birthday, and Lynn was going to take me out to dinner, and I was like, I don't feel like it. You know, I could have
so
said,
So I only got soup.
Sorry. But you know what? I could have said, oh, I feel really bad because she wants to take me out to dinner and it's my birthday and I should go. And then I would go and not feel so happy about it. So, you know, we have to be true to ourselves. And people that love you also understand that. Now,
you
we don't
can't
wanna...
be honest with me. Who can you be honest
exactly. And but we don't want to keep saying no all the time, though, too. So, you know, we want to pick our nose because if we get into that...
Don't pick your nose. You can pick your friend's nose. No, you can't pick your friend's nose.
I'm so glad she's back.
You know that. You can pick your friend, you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
No.
Any bets?
No. And you need to laugh. You need to laugh. Please remember that. Because everybody's going through a tough time now. Not just me. The whole world is going through a tough time right now. But if you can laugh, it
just
makes everything.
Even laugh at nothing, they say. Get your endorphins going.
Right. They say laughing is like jogging on the inside.
There you go.
It's good for your whole body. It's good for your whole system. So, you know, I'll give you all the laughs I can. Trying really hard. But I want you to know that, and I want you to know with the holidays and everything. There's been a lot of different kinds of holidays. One of my caregivers, I thought it was so wonderful, is what they did is there's like six of them that live in the Largo Seminole area, and each one made their special dish, and that morning the two teenagers went around and brought the dishes to each house. So they each had the special dish from each house. They all made one dish, and then they Zoomed together.
That was nice.
So that's creative. You know, and that's what we can do. And it's like I said, it's going to be the same thing with Christmas and everything. Don't make it more than it needs to be. If you think back about many Thanksgivings and Christmases, you might say, oh, I don't know if that was the best ever. Think about what's the most important thing here. Because there were too many Christmases, we had too many toys, and too much money, and too much expense, and too much this, and what's important? Spending time with your loved ones.
I even went on a Zoom call Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Yes, you went on your first Zoom call. That's a big deal.
Second, I went on a 70th birthday one, and then my whole family Zoomed on Thanksgiving.
It's nice.
And they kept saying, I can only see your eyes. I said, yeah, because I'm sitting like this. You're not seeing the wrinkles. I just just peeking at you.
Well, it's funny. People are Zooming. They have the special light set up. Well, I do, too, because I want to look fabulous. But, you know, people got in their rooms, and then they have the ones with, like, the fake backgrounds. Like they're on the beach or something. And then they look like a ghost or something. It's kind of weird.
Well, what I found is don't talk too much, because when you talk, they blow you up.
Yeah, you get to be in the big box.
So I just was listening. Everybody said, are you okay? Just listening.
But I'll tell you one of the other benefits of that is, so I do support groups on via Zoom, and Debbie Sell Savage and Kate McCarty, a whole bunch of us. Lots of times when a person comes into a support group, it's a little tough. You know, they don't really feel so comfortable. Well, you can come on a Zoom, and you can even block out your picture and just listen. And only talk if you want to talk. Or only, you know, feel how comfortable you are.
Until you get comfortable, because it's a little scary for people of our age.
Yeah, well, it's a little scary. And then people are nervous, too, I got to tell you, on the Zoom calls, because now they're at home. So their loved ones pop it in. Can you clip my toenails the other day? You know, another one's just like waving to everybody. But that's okay. You know, and it's kind of cool too to meet the loved ones. There's a guy on Facebook, James Hamilton. He's going to be on the show in January. He's like Brian LeBlanc. He's living with Alzheimer's and able to talk about it. And so we had this great conversation the other day. He lives in Texas, but he's from Ireland, so he has that beautiful... Because I'm trying to hold it back. Don't hold it back on me, baby. You know, I love listening to that. Well, he's got a group of some other friends that also have Alzheimer's or dementia and are speaking out about it. So I chatted with him the other day, and I'm going to do a special webinar with all of them where people can call in and ask questions and just hear the other side of the story.
That's perfect. Excellent.
Yeah. I'm doing on January, I think, 20th through Arden Courts, I'm doing one with Brian LeBlanc and Maureen Rulison. So he has Alzheimer's. She's his partner. And it's titled You, Me, and Dementia.
Huh.
Because I want to hear what Brian has to say. You know, Brian says, oh, Maureen and I are like hanging out and somebody comes up to us. Oh, how you doing? He goes, and then they lean into Maureen and whisper in her ear, how's he doing? He goes, I'm on DAF.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
still here. James was telling me the other day, they had some project a bunch of them wanted to work together with. And the one person said, I'm not techie. He said, I'm techie. You know, I'm really good at that stuff. You can still do that? Like, can you still type? You know, because we wonder why the person with dementia is sitting in a chair and not talking, because we took everything away from them. And we stopped talking to them.
Right.
And they know like a whole bunch. I'll tell you, I want that techie guy over my house, you know.
You just want his Irish brogue.
But a little bit of both would be. Unfortunately, he doesn't live in Florida. But they're really coming
next week, aren't they?
Oh, next week we're going to have Brian and Maureen and Debbie Sell Savage, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the, you know, the up and coming stuff and the different things we're doing, because it needs to be heard. It needs to be heard. All right, do we have Betsy yet?
We do not have Betsy yet.
Okay. Well, I'm sure she'll be calling in shortly.
Betsy Witsy.
So I'll tell you a little bit about Betsy. We met on Facebook.
Huh.
One of the things I like about Facebook is you get to meet people I wouldn't meet. People from all over the United States and the world that are on the same kind of mission that I'm on, that have lots to offer. Because the more of us together, the more we can do. I know a lot of men lately
asking to be my friend. I don't know where they see me or why they want to.
I don't know. I think they just want to see you, Lynn. They say, where she's been. So anyway, so Betsy and I met on Facebook. And she's a former LPN. She has a 36-year-old son with special needs. She was a caregiver to her mother-in-law who had Alzheimer's. Her husband, Matt, had early onset Alzheimer's.
Oh, my Lord.
Was diagnosed in 2010 and died January 1st, 2020. And she became an advocate because of Matt. And she has her own radio show, Chatting with Betsy, that started in September 2019. And in February 2019, she started Kick Alzheimer's Ass Movement.
And where's she from?
It sounds really good.
Where's she from?
Not around here. Betsy?
Hi, Linda. Hi, Lynn.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you all doing?
Joyful and grateful. Glad to be here today.
Yes.
So where are you calling from?
I understand. I'm calling from Island, New Jersey.
Joyzy.
Oh.
We like that Joyzy.
Yes.
I just came back from New York last week, and just hearing all those New York accents just made me feel so wonderful.
Jack lived in Island. My husband lived in Island.
Really?
He did, and then he went to Denville. But he was born in Jersey City.
You never know.
Very small world.
Yeah.
So, Betsy, let's talk a little bit. I just gave you a brief little intro there. And how did you become an advocate?
Well, I want to thank you, Linda and Lynn, for having me on your show. How I became an advocate was that I was very mad at the medical community of how Matt was treated. They didn't believe that he had memory loss. He was accused of being noncompliant when he went for the psychological testing. And so I took my anger, turned into positive energy, went into my car, and started to do videos on raising awareness on early onset Alzheimer's.
Perfect.
This is what early onset Alzheimer's looks like, and showed a picture of Matt.
Wow.
You know, and sometimes then I started talking, to start taking those steps.
Yes, and then I started talking about caregiving, and I was surprised anyone listened to me.
Hey, I'm the same way when I started. They didn't even know they were caregivers. It's like, it's hard to help a caregiver when they don't know they're a caregiver.
Right.
You know, it's very, very, very interesting. So, and you started doing support groups too, right?
I went to support groups on Facebook, and I started mine support group in 2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were way ahead of the curve there.
Or 2019. I can't remember. Isn't that awful?
So were you doing them live, or were you doing through the internet?
Facebook. It's on Facebook. I didn't know how to do live at the time.
Right.
But in my car, I did the videos. And it was hard for me to do that because I'm actually a shy person. But get me to talk about Alzheimer's, caregiving, and I can't shut up.
Yeah. And your voice needs to be heard. And that had to be also part of your healing. To be able to speak out, to be able to share with others.
Yes, it is healing. And I owe it all to Matt's journey. Because if it wasn't for Matt, I never would have gotten into my car. Right. I was like, not my backyard, not my circus, not my thing. But when Matt was treated the way he was, I had to speak up.
And it, because unfortunately, some of the communities and some of the people that interact with our loved ones are not educated about Alzheimer's and dementia. They don't know how to treat someone. They don't know how to approach them. I've heard of more than one person being labeled as combative because someone came up behind them and touched them or whatever, and they don't know. They turn around and they flail out.
Well, yes.
If you know how to approach a person with Alzheimer's dementia, you know it's not from behind. I mean, you don't even want to do that with a regular person from behind. People could flail out and whack you. So I think that's so important that you speak out about this, because if you don't speak out about it, who's going to?
That's right, Linda. And I feel that all caregivers should speak up if they see an injustice being done to themselves or their loved ones. We had to speak up and make a change.
Because no one can be a better advocate for your loved one than you. No one.
Absolutely.
You know, even if a loved one is in the community, your caregiving hasn't stopped. It's just different. It's just different. So, and I think that's so important. And then we also have to have a concern for people that don't have anybody taking care of them.
That's
that don't
right.
have a voice.
Way too many.
Way too many.
Yes, there's a lot of people who do not have a voice, who they don't know what to do, they don't know where to go. And my radio show, Chatting with Betsy, I have guests on who have resources.
Mm-hmm.
And here in New Jersey, we have Caregivers to Caregivers, which is an excellent source.
Tell me about that.
Caregivers to Caregivers is based in Piscataway, mm-hmm. this particular branch. It's called COPSA, C-O-P-S-A, and it is by Rutgers Health.
Mm-hmm.
And they offer virtual bereavement groups. They offer support over the phone. They might have other support groups via virtual now.
Yeah, because everything's changed.
But it's free. You have to live in New Jersey, or say, Linda, you live in Florida, but you have a relative in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
You can't call COPSA up to help.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
It's excellent. And I also want to say, Linda, I agree with you. The medical community needs to be educated about dementia, how to treat people,
mm-hmm.
and how to treat people with dementia at the end of life.
Yes.
What I had to go through with Matt was so unacceptable. Believe me, they heard my mouth.
Good. That's a good thing.
Yes.
And we have to, because they can't speak up for themselves. We have to speak up for them. And they deserve
That's right.
that respect and that dignity. You know, it kills me when you bring your loved one with dementia to the doctor and the doctor talks like they're not there. They're there.
Yes.
They're there. Maybe they can't have a big conversation, but they're there. Give them that respect.
The dignity. So, you know, allow them
I agree.
The dignity.
Yeah, allow them the dignity. I don't want
yes.
somebody speaking for me. And that's what we say. And that's what happens, because we stop speaking with them. We stop having conversations with them. We stop asking them anything. Then we wonder why they're not talking to anybody.
That's right.
Yeah.
I always talk to Matt, Josh, and my son. Always talk to his dad. We always treated with Matt with dignity. We used our humor, like you were mentioning. You have to have humor.
Yeah.
To survive caregiving. And when you mentioned, Linda, about a caregiver approaching from the back,
mm-hmm.
I had a hospice aide. She lifted Matt up the wrong way, and he became agitated. And then she had the nerve to tell me to make sure to medicate Matt before she comes.
Sorry.
I said he was medicated. Now I have to medicate him again because you agitated him.
It's craziness. You know, I was at the airport last week, and there was this instance. A woman was in a wheelchair, and the person that was with her went in, I guess, to get a water or whatever. And a kid was running and tripped and crashed into her chair. And she's like, "You're trying to hurt me. You're trying to hurt me." And then the mom comes running over. "He wasn't trying to hurt you." And the woman comes running out. But they were all, like, over her and yelling. And finally, I just went over and I said, "Just step back for a minute." And I just knelt down on the floor next to her chair and said, "It's going to be okay." And talked to her. And thank God I had some chocolate kisses in my pocket. Worked out really well. But people don't know about how to approach people.
That's true. And they need to start learning. I would really like to see doctors and hospice learn about how to deal with someone with dementia, how to recognize terminal agitation
right.
in a younger person.
Right. And some doctors yeah. and healthcare professionals are fabulous at it. There are some
yes.
people that are really fabulous at it. And then there's some that aren't so good at it. And that's why we want to have people listen to your show, to my show, to get information off my website. I have it, and if I don't have the answer, I know somebody that does. I will find an answer for you. So I just want our listeners to know that. So Betsy, what's the last thing you want to say to our caregivers?
I want to tell caregivers, you can't survive this journey. You must do self-care. It's vital for your health. And you have the right to enjoy life after caregiving.
Amen. Amen. And where can our listeners find you?
You can find me on Facebook. I have my own personal page, Betsy Wurzel, W-U-R-Z-E-L. Chatting with Betsy is on all major podcasts and YouTube and Amazon. And my Facebook group, hashtag Kick Alzheimer's Ass Movement, is on Facebook.
Thanks so much, Betsy. It was a pleasure talking with you today, and I'll talk to
you
soon.
Very nice. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
So we're back. As I said earlier, my friend Arlene Grasso is with us today, owner of Access and Design, and we have a bunch of things to talk about.
We do. I'm chair of the Falls Prevention Coalition under the Pinellas Community Foundation. It's made up of a group of very concerned people in all different kinds of senior services. And one of the important people that we've had at our meetings was Kendrick Lewis, who is from the office of Charlie Crist here in St. Petersburg. And she actually, I met her at a veterans event that they were putting on, and had asked her if Charlie could be a part of the documentary Saving Claire, which is about how the play Denying Gravity got started. And then it gives a lot of falls prevention background. And as we all know, falls are the leading cause of death and injury for people 65 and over.
Yeah.
So this this coalition is dedicated to reducing falls. I think we came to fruition as a group when we partnered with Pinellas Regional 911 and the fire department educators throughout our communities, who are with the seniors consistently, giving them such helpful hints, not only about falls prevention, but safety in general. And hats off to all of them. They work so hard, and they're really the lifeblood and the lifeline of our communities. So, you know, it unfortunately, a lot of people don't want to listen to the police department. They feel threatened if the policeman tells them something. But the fire department are always enamored people, and they're our heroes.
And the EMT guys are always cute.
Yep.
I don't care what how old they are or whatever.
That's why they have calendars.
You're laying there on a stretcher, you got a big smile on your face, you see this cute guy coming to help you.
Those fire department calendars, love them.
So I believe we have on the line. Do we have him on the line
yes,
right
now?
Yes,
we do. Yes.
Do you want to introduce?
Oh, no, yes. that's fine. This I came to know Chris Fisher.
Okay. It's on the line.
Who's in Washington, D.C. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Yes, hello. Hi.
And he's the deputy chief of staff for Charlie Crist in Washington. And very, very much a part of the new act that Charlie has introduced. And I'm going to let you give more background on Chris.
Yeah, Chris. So we're so glad that you're here with us today. And this is his little bio. It says, he has served people in Florida Congress since 2009, including the people of Pinellas since 2017. He lives in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Washington, D.C. with his fiancée and their adorable rescue dog, Simba. Passions include volleyball, cooking, gardening, quality, affordable health care, and red wine, So, Chris, with many of us are staying home to try to stay safe, it's clear that we need to make some changes. So, why did Charlie Crist introduce this legislation, and explain to us a little bit about it, please?
Sure, Linda, that's a great question, and hi to Arlene as well. You know, you've been such a champion on the ground in raising awareness for falls, and you know, they call it safer at home, but we know far too often, you know, home isn't as safe as it could be.
Right.
So he was, Congressman Crist was first turned on to this concept, back in 2017, I believe it was, as governor of the state of Florida. He was involved with the state's Medicaid program, which of course is the long-term care payer for, frankly, most seniors.
Right.
And so he was thinking of creative ways to improve the experience for those who are enjoying their golden years in our great state, and as well doing right not only by seniors but by the budget as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he came up with the concept of providing a tax credit to a lifetime tax credit for up to $30,000 to make aging in place improvements to your home. And obviously, with all the work Arlene does in this space, she can talk more about what these improvements are.
That changes a person's life.
It does.
Yes. Exactly. So wheelchair ramps, widening doors, you know, so that chairs can get through. No step tubs.
I want to live in my house, not be trapped in my house.
want to be safe in your house.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I want to be able to get around my house.
And as independent as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, what could be better than taking away... So too often for some seniors, working class and middle class seniors, too often the cost can be prohibitive.
Right.
And, you know, you're forced to make unthinkable decisions. Or yes. You want to be living as independently as possible.
Yeah.
And under the Senior Accessible Housing Act, you can make that choice if you like.
Well, you know what? I can remember, Arlene, you telling me a story years ago where someone built their own ramp or something.
Well, actually, they had it built by a handyman.
Okay, yeah. Well, not a very handyman.
Not a good one.
But this person was actually coming down to the end of the ramp and, like, crashing into something to stop
into
themselves.
And then they put up a
pillows or something there.
A mattress.
Yeah.
Because he kept on hurting himself falling into the fence.
Trying to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's craziness. But if people can't afford it and they
so
don't know
important.
What to do.
I ended up becoming an expert on, well, not an expert, but on wheelchair ramp regulation last summer. My mom has multiple sclerosis. Mm. And she's got steps going into her house. And that last step is a doozy, and I just, you know, I can't keep watching her do this. So I got a friend, and I thought, oh, well, we'll just build a wheelchair ramp, and there's so much that goes into it. I had to get the city involved, you know, to make sure that the regulations were right and that it was safe. But it, like you said, it's a game changer. Just little things that can help a person be safer at home.
Yeah. And be able to get about their home and to be able to get out of their home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, how can the government afford something like this?
Oh, that's a great question because, you know, a $30,000 tax credit and the way Charlie Crist structured it was he made the tax credit both refundable and assignable. And so, you know, you can take advantage of it even if you're not paying, you know, $30,000 in taxes that year, the way some of the other tax credits work. So you're right. It is a very generous benefit to cover these improvements. But in the long run, the bill ends up saving money because people aren't, especially working class seniors who might be living on their own, they don't have to go into a nursing home and have Medicaid pay for that.
Right.
Because
they may not have that full and have to go into the hospital.
That's right.
And being in a nursing home is the most expensive place that you can be to live out your golden years. And so if we make these investments in people's homes, it can keep them in their homes longer if they choose. And it ultimately saves the government money in the long run. And, you know, that's what when we think about government spending and spending wisely, you know, it's helpful to look beyond just that budget year or
just
the 10-year.
How long are we living these days? So much longer than ever before.
Exactly. The savings is tremendous for the government. If they're paying $6,000 to $8,000 a month to put somebody in a nursing home and they don't want to be there in the first place, they want to stay at home.
And they not need to be there.
Right. They don't need to be there. And so let's say it's the $6,000 range.
Yeah.
Times 12 is $72,000 just for the first year. What if they're there 2 or 3 or 4 years? So taking $30,000, and you may not need all $30,000 to make your home livable and independent.
Right.
It's a fabulous savings.
But how do people find out about this? I mean, they're hearing about it right now, but where can they go, or who do they call, or what do they do?
Well, we're still working on getting it passed into law, you know, but it remains one of Governor Crist's priorities.
Okay.
At the current time, it's just a bill.
Okay.
And so, you know, next steps are committee hearings, getting it through the House.
How can we support that?
The Senate. Well, you are blessed as an American to be represented by one member of Congress in the House of Representatives and two senators. So you already know that you're a member of Congress. Charlie Crist is on the side. Mm-hmm. But you have two more senators. So, you know, you can call the senators and tell them that you support this and you'd like to see it introduced.
Can you send me that information so I can add this in for the show for the, so that people can go back and look and know who to contact?
Sure.
That would be fabulous. That would be fabulous. So I really think it's so important that we keep our seniors safe and that we keep our seniors mobile. I say to my caregivers in the support group all the time, the fall can be the end. The fall can be the end. So I'm so excited about what you're doing, and believe me, I'll be making some phone calls and sending some emails and sending some letters and encouraging mm-hmm. everyone that I know to do the same, because it's the squeaky wheel that gets oiled, everybody.
So you got it.
You know what? You may be taking care of a senior, or you may say, I'm not in this arena, but you may be that senior one day that's living in
exactly.
the arena. So,
and if it doesn't pertain
and we
to
know,
you.
And we know that these falls are preventable. So many of them are preventable.
Yeah. Most, yes, most of them are. And we, even though you're not ready for these improvements in your home, just imagine having to go to sleep at night and thinking, how am I going to get out of my house in case of a fire?
Right.
I'm in a wheelchair and I can't afford a ramp. Okay? These are the people who they're going to help the most. So wouldn't you want to fight for, be the mama tiger for that person?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and who wants to live that way in fear?
Absolutely.
You know, you want our senior years to be some of the best years of our lives, not the scariest ones.
Right.
So, well, any last things you want to say to our listeners, Chris?
Well, I just wanted to thank you both for bringing attention to this critical issue and the issue of keeping seniors as safe as possible. You know, we are blessed to live in such a place. It's, as Governor Chris says, the most beautiful congressional district in all of America, and I'm partial to it. I believe it's true. And it's a great place to retire, and it's a great place to live out your sunset years.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to be able to live as safely, as independently as possible. And the work of the coalition that Arlene's involved in and your radio show,
There are fabulous people in this Tampa Bay area that want to really make a difference and then put their money where their mouth is and that gets up and volunteers and helps and make changes. I see it more and more every day. It's fascinating because I go to other states to speak or whatever, and it's not the same.
Yeah,
it's not the same. So we are very, very blessed to be here. So thanks for being with us today, Chris, and I hope we talk again more in the future.
It's my pleasure. Have a great day and stay safe.
Have a delicious day.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Okay, now we're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today. Available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Goodness. When I hear the ones, I know it's time to get your paper and pen, because Lynn really is here to tell you good stuff that's going on.
Lynn wrote it all down. No, I forgot the stuff I'm supposed to do each week. All right. There's 4 Zoom webinars. If you're interested in any of the following, just go to lindaburhans.com, her website, and she'll give you the link.
Yeah,
links.
Email me, tell me what you're interested in, and I'll send you the Zoom link.
All right, Caregiver Guilt Around the Holiday with Tam Cummings. And that's Tuesday, December 8th at 2 p.m.
Okay.
And then with Linda Burhans, Gratitude and Journaling equals Reduce Caregiver Stress. It's 3 parts, Monday, January 11th, 18th, and 25th at 11 a.m. Wow, 3 things.
That's going to be cool. We got a bunch of RSVPs, and anybody that RSVPs for that, Arden Quartz is going to either hand deliver or mail you a beautiful journal, too, for the class.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
Very nice. And then Linda's also doing the Dementia Dance, When to Lead and When to Follow. Tuesday, January 19th at 11 a.m.
Because, you know, sometimes it's a waltz, but most of the times it's a jitterbug.
Yeah. Then her Linda's third. Oh, you got a lot.
I'm busy.
I see that. Is You, Me, and Dementia, Alzheimer's Speaks Out.
That's going to be wonderful. And that's on what day?
Wednesday, January 20th at 11 a.m.
And that will be with Maureen Willison and Brian LeBlanc.
Oh,
and
good.
Alzheimer's Speaks Out.
That'll be good.
And then, Arlene, tell us about your event that you have here that I was talking about last week.
Well, it's, can I see that other sheet that you
have? Sure.
It's Tuesday and Thursdays, Pinellas Park Fire Department. Jillian Rose is their fire department educator. She's done a fabulous job putting this together. It's the showing of the documentary Saving Claire, which not only tells again the story of how the denying gravity plague got started, but it gives a lot of information on falls prevention. And it makes you think of possible questions you might have
and
on things you can do. And it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Besides, it's a great story.
Yeah.
Of Linda Goldman, the playwright. And it's very inspirational, too. So that's every Tuesday and Thursday until December 8th. And the showings are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. For those people who live in Pinellas Park, they can watch it on their Pinellas Park community TV channel. But if you don't live in Pinellas Park, you're not going to be able to see it on TV, but you can go to their website, which is www.pinellas-park.com. And I can actually send you the link, the Facebook link, where people could actually go
Perfect.
Directly to it. But it's at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then on December 8th, we're convening to have people call in, a whole bunch of experts in physical therapy, an emergency room doctor, a Medicare specialist, a personal pharmacist, and Andy Walker, who is the director of National Senior Games,
and
myself on home modification.
It's great.
We're going to be there to answer questions for you and try to help you stay upright.
And you can call in during that show. You can call in 727-369-0657 to ask your questions during the show. So don't be shy. If you have a question, ask it. No question is ever silly. And you're going to have a whole ton of people here that can give you good answers.
And I have one event of my own.
Yes?
Yes. It's called Toys in the Trunk. Ooh. It's a Christmas toy drive, and it's December 5th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's at the Seminole Lake Country Club, which is at 6100 Augusta Boulevard, and you just drive in, drop an unwrapped gift, and all of these toys go to children in Seminole.
Which is fabulous. Wonderful. And, I, you know, and I make a suggestion. Think about the older kids. You know, they forget about the 12 to 15-year-olds or whatever that, you know, might want some kind of tablet or earbuds or a basketball, not a coloring book. So with lots of times, like, because I've worked with Toys for Tots over the years and different things, and lots of times they just have a shortage on those older
kids. Like 20 Barbie dolls, and that's true, and the older kids.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Thank you for that.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so what else do you have to tell us about here?
Well, for a long time, Lori Collins, who is the data analyst for Pinellas Regional 911, has tried to get the coalition to do a gift guide. But a gift guide for presents that would relate to falls prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know what to give yourself or someone else, we've got the perfect gift guide coming out in the first week in December. And again, because falls are such a big leading cause of injury and death for seniors, we want you to consider gifts that are going to show caring, improve safety, and certainly lower the risk for falls. The suggestions are going to include items to build balance, strength, and flexibility, to keep your home safe, to stay socially connected. There'll be information and suggestions on glasses and hearing aids and different accessories for that, and certainly emergency preparation and much more.
You know, and one thing I think I want to mention too here is don't forget to get yourself one of those buttons, because God forbid you do fall, you want somebody able to come and help you.
Right. Not everyone takes their phone into the bathroom.
Right. The horror stories of people laying on the floor for 10 hours is terrible. I'm considering getting one for myself now because I live alone.
Right.
And I don't know, and I would really be, horses behind if I fell down and got hurt.
Well, you have stairs, too.
And after I'm yakking on the show every week.
Right.
So think about that. That's a perfect Christmas gift, especially if mom doesn't really want to wear the button, but if you give it to her for Christmas and just say, Mom, could you just wear this for me?
Well, you know, mom broke her hip, and I set up her house for her just so that she could get along. Her favorite thing was the grabber to pick up her newspaper outside. She says, I don't need that. I wouldn't get a can. I said, no, I put everything low down for you, but then picking up her newspaper, she couldn't do it at the front door, and she just loved that.
Yeah,
because
and
we wanted
kept her safe.
Independence.
Yep.
Want independence.
Right. Right, so we're pretty excited about that. And Summer Marr from Largo Fire Rescue and Lana Stefanovic and Alexis Lawrence from St. Petersburg Fire Rescue were all included in the chat that we had about this. And so we're going to be putting this together, and we'll give you a copy to put on your Facebook page and distribute it.
Yeah, I'll put it on my website, too. Just give me the more information I can
get
out there, the better.
Thank you.
No problem.
And the other thing I have is that City of St. Petersburg, along with many other communities, just passed an ordinance last week approving an additional homestead exemption for low-income, long-term senior residents of St. Petersburg. The details will be coming out in December, but I know that you would have to have your home valued at less than $250,000, maintain permanent residency on your property for 25 years, you have to be 65 or older, and your household income can't exceed the 2020 adjusted income limitation of $30,721. So,
a lot of people in that category, in those categories.
Yeah, but you have to live there 25 years?
25 years is for long-term senior citizens, because there's so many people that are losing their homes because of not being able to pay the full tax amount. And thanks to Brandy Gabbard, who represents our city council as a member of District 2. She's always been such a great fighter for our seniors.
We need our fighters.
We do. We need our mama tigers out there.
Very grateful. Very grateful. So what's the last thing you want to say to our people today?
Just in the spirit of Thanksgiving and the holidays, that if you have to miss being with your loved ones this year. Please look forward to all the other years. Mm-hmm. The most important thing is to stay safe. So we have many more years to come.
Yeah.
And that's my wish for everyone.
Yeah. Just spend time with your loved ones. Realize what's really important. During the holidays, I'm telling you, don't try to make it too crazy. Don't try to have too many people, especially for someone that has Alzheimer's or dementia. That can be very upsetting. And I'm going to give this clue again probably the next couple weeks because I think it's wonderful. Lots of times people come in to visit grandma or auntie, whoever. What do I talk to her about? I don't know. Well, if you just take a box, go on the computer and print out some photos of where she used to live. Or if she was a nurse, print out some photos of nursing. Or if the person was in World War II, print out and just put those photos in the box. And then anybody can come in and just pick up one and start a conversation.
There you go.
Because many times we don't have the conversation because we don't know what to say either. Although we really want to. And you'll learn some stuff you probably never heard before. And you'll see that your loved one light up because it's something that's easy for them to do. Something that they can have a conversation about with no problem. And one last thing I wanted to mention, I didn't say this before Thanksgiving, but if you're going home and you're seeing your loved one that has Alzheimer's and dementia or whatever, they may not recognize you. And that can be really hard for granddaughter Mary, even though she's 40 years old, that grandma doesn't recognize her. Well, many times if you take a photo of yourself when you were younger and pin it on your shirt, then when you approach grandma, she'll see that photo of you when you were younger and she'll be able to make that connection, who you are. Not always, maybe not forever, but if it works for that day, it's a good thing. I've heard many wonderful stories about that.
Wow.
So it's just a simple little thing. And that one woman said to me, when she would go visit her grandma in the home, her grandma never knew who she was. But when she was a child, she always had long black braids. So she got a wig with long black braids, and she lived like in Wisconsin. She always wore flannel shirts. So every time she went to visit grandma, she put on the black wig and the flannel shirt, and grandma got it right away.
Wow, that's fabulous.
And it had like a great conversation and everything. So, you know, it's those simple little things we just got to figure out. So thanks so much for tuning in today. You know much. I appreciate you all. I know it's not easy to spend an hour listening to us yak, but you can whenever and tune into the Tuesday Tips. Remember that God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud. I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.